You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlau. The largest reduction in federal jobs could happen in the next month. Jimmy Kuska explains.
The Trump administration is planning on cutting tens of thousands of Veterans Administration jobs, according to multiple news reports. Currently, the VA employs about 470,000 people. The goal for the Trump administration is to get the VA back to pre-pandemic staffing of just under 400,000 workers, so about 70,000 employees would be let go. In addition, the Trump administration is planning to downsize the military's civilian workforce by about 5 to 8% of its nearly 950,000 employees.
And there's an effort in Stevens Point to possibly reduce the responsibility and authority of the elected mayor. Here's Melissa Kay with more.
Alderperson Jackie Guthrie, who represents the 2nd District, has put forward a request to discuss and possibly create a city administrator position. Currently, Mayor Wiese serves as full-time chief executive officer of the city, presides over city council meetings, and only votes in the event of a tie. He also has veto powers over any ordinance approved by the Common Council. However, a veto can be overturned by a two-thirds vote of the council. The job of a city administrator is to oversee the daily operations of a city and act as chief advisor to the city council. The difference between a city administrator and a mayor is that the mayor is elected by the citizens, while a city administrator is an appointed position. Mayor Wiese is currently serving his 3rd elected term. There's no limit on how many terms a mayor can serve. The Personnel Committee meeting is on March 10th at 6:40 p.m.
And spring weather is right around the corner, so that means it's time for the 15th annual Central Wisconsin RV and Camping Show. It starts today, featuring various RVs, camping gear, and outdoor activities. It's all happening at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center. That's on Market Street in Rothschild. Doors are open at 3 to 8 tonight, tomorrow from 9 to 6, and Sunday 10 to 4. A bill that would give incumbent transmission facility owners the right to construct, own, and maintain new transmission projects got a joint hearing in the Wisconsin State Legislature this week. The Wisconsin Senate Utilities and Tourism Committee and the State Assembly Energy and Utilities Committee held a joint hearing on the measure on Tuesday. The legislation being proposed is an effort to give the state more authority over power grid decisions. And Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has reintroduced legislation to eliminate most renewable energy subsidies for solar and wind energy projects on farms. The bill, titled the Future Agricultural Retention and Management Act, would prevent taxpayer funding from being used to encourage developers to use those power sources instead of others. The legislation would not outright prevent developers from building wind turbines or solar panels. Tiffany says the legislation is meant to protect agricultural land for future generations. And no ice is safe ice, and that is especially true right now. Lisa Hale reports.
While Mother Nature is playing fast and loose with winter weather, people are still trying to get a little ice fishing done. Tom Drzwicki, the owner of Bayside Ice and Marine Rescue, says in the last week he's had approximately 10 jobs rescuing people or vehicles that have fallen through the ice.
This is classic honeycomb ice, so just because you have ice thickness doesn't mean it's good ice. You have stronger ice early in the year, an inch and a half will out-support a foot of ice right now.
Drzwicki said honeycombed ice forms when rain or warmer temperatures cause melting and weaknesses in the ice layer. He says staying safe on the ice means paying attention to the conditions.
And after winds that hit 50 miles per hour on Wednesday, that shifts ice sheets and causes it to heave and weaken in many spots. And we've got warm temperatures moving in this weekend. It's the shortest weekend of the year. Clocks spring forward Saturday in the middle of the night, taking an hour of our sleep away. Daylight saving time happens for a few reasons. It's meant to save energy consumption, and it also aligns with the sunlight better, meaning less time turning the lights on at home. Outdoor enthusiasts love it, because it'll stay darker longer in the morning and lighter later in the evening. If we stuck to standard time all year, sunrise in July would be at 4 a.m., and sunsets would be earlier at 7:30. So, we shifted up an hour to have it make more sense with our daily lives that go by the clock. And a Wisconsin company has developed a soybean-based firefighting foam. Cross Plains Solutions is the company behind the soy-based firefighting foam. Dave Garley, Chief Technology Officer at Cross Plains, says its product is certified for Class A and B fires.
That's correct, yep. NFPA, National Fire Prevention Association, is a governing body that sets standards for Class A and Class B foams.
Jason Wiley, the fire chief for the Rock Falls, Wisconsin Fire Department, says the soy firefighting foam is as easy to use as traditional foam.
On our truck, we got 1,000 gallons of water, and we got a 20-gallon foam tank. And quite literally, when we need to use the foam, we just push a button on it. It comes out at a certain percentage that we sell in the truck, and away we go.
And Garley says farmers can also use the soy foam to fight combine fires. Because the firefighting foam is soy-based, it contains no PFAS chemicals. And do you want to fly? The Wausau School District and Wausau Flying Service have teamed up and are looking for more pilots. They started a new program called Aviation 101. It's a part of the WAVE program, which is a virtual charter school in the Wausau School District. So they're offering virtual classes so that Wisconsinites can participate from all over the state. And the idea behind this is to reduce training time that's required in person, so the cost to get a private pilot license is essentially less. An Elon Musk-backed group is running potentially deceptive advertisements in the Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign. The group, called Progress 2028, has been running ads that appear to be messages of support for Judge Susan Crawford. The ads describe Judge Crawford as a progressive champion, but some say the true intent of the ads is to tie her to controversial issues like abortion and immigration to influence moderate voters. And Musk-affiliated groups have spent millions in support of Crawford's conservative opponent, Judge Brad Schimmel. And the latest Marquette University Law School poll of Wisconsin voters finds the Democratic Party's favorability rating is especially poor. The poll gauged favorability of each of the two major political parties, and while the Republican Party is polling at a slight net negative, the Democratic Party's favorability is really poor, with only 34% viewing it favorably and 62% unfavorably. And this poll is among registered voters in Wisconsin and has a slight Republican lean in its sample. And we're in the middle of tax season and scammers are active. They're impersonating the IRS to steal your money and personal information. Scammers may call or text you claiming that you owe taxes and demand immediate payment. Remember, the IRS will never call to demand payment without first mailing a bill. And they won't threaten to arrest, deport, or revoke your driver's license either. So if you receive a text or email like this, delete it and do not click on any links. And if you receive a suspicious call, hang up and report the call to the IRS. And a new store opens in Rib Mountain tomorrow. Ross for Less. It's located inside of the old Bed Bath & Beyond. They sell clothes, shoes, home decor, and gift items. It's kind of like a Marshalls and a TJ Maxx. And if you want to work there, they have jobs posted on their website for retail associates, a store manager, assistant store manager, and an area supervisor.
A busy weekend in college basketball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Big game tomorrow for Marquette. The Golden Eagles host number 6-ranked St. John's at Fiserv Forum. It's senior day for Marquette. Tip-off time at Fiserv Forum, 11 a.m. In Madison, the Badgers will host Penn State at noon tomorrow at the Kohl Center. The Milwaukee Panthers season came to an end last night at the Clatchy Center after losing to Oakland, 72-64. Milwaukee just 3-for-12 at the foul line. In women's hockey, the number 1-ranked Badgers women's team are in Minnesota today to take on the Bulldogs in Duluth. It's the first round of the WCHA Final Faceoff Tournament. NFL Mason Crosby officially retiring today after 16 years as the team's kicker.
I was drafted by the Packers. I got to win a Super Bowl in Green Bay in Titletown. Like, one of the coolest things that has ever happened in my life is to be able to wear that Super Bowl ring, and nobody can ever take that away from us.
That's the Packers' Mason Crosby with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Keanu Reeves says John Wick 5 might not happen. The actor spoke to Extra and said that John Wick 4 didn't leave much room for a John Wick 5, which is an understatement because John Wick died in Chapter 4. Reeves said the role is very physically and mentally demanding, but also said, never say never. Translation, I want a lot of money to do John Wick 5. Ione Skye, who starred opposite John Cusack in 1989's Say Anything, has a new memoir out called Say Everything. In the book, Skye says she and Cusack had sex, but not while filming the movie. Skye says it was years later that they reconnected and wanted to see if on-screen chemistry could be found off-screen, adding it was something she needed to get out of her system. Skye wanted to clarify that the hookup with Cusack happened after she divorced Beastie Boy Adam Horowitz. Skye also said in the book that it was when she was married to Horowitz that she discovered she likes women. That'll pump a guy full of confidence. Peaky Blinders fans who were looking for closure from the upcoming Peaky Blinders movie will not get it. Franchise creator Stephen Knight says Peaky Blinders will continue after the movie has been released, but was not specific as to whether it would be TV or film. In the upcoming movie, the Peaky Blinders gang does battle with Nazis. Netflix has not yet given a release date for the Peaky Blinders movie. Typically, when someone writes a movie, they are looking for creative and ideally financial gain. Rarely does citizenship come into play as a reward, but it did for Jesse Eisenberg, the writer of the movie A Real Pain. The Polish government granted Jesse citizenship for writing the film set in Poland, for which he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Screenplay. Nice to have a place to weekend. The TV FBI is being canceled. The real-life FBI? Well, that remains to be seen. But for creator Dick Wolf's FBI franchise, the news is not good. FBI Most Wanted and FBI International have both been kiboshed by CBS. Both shows are spinoffs of Wolf's FBI and often won their time slots, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense, so my only guess is that Dylan McDermott's acting is so cringe in FBI Most Wanted that they canceled both shows. Sticking with the world of espionage, despite what was supposed to be a highly anticipated second season, Netflix has announced it is canceling The Recruit after just two seasons. Variety reports the show drew just 5.9 million viewers in the first 4 days of the season two release. The news was confirmed when actor Colton Dunn, who plays operative Lester Kitchens, spilled the beans on social media, then also asked for work. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-30s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 15. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a few flurries in the afternoon. We'll get to around 40 by Sunday. 47 Monday sunshine with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 21.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.